It's the hour of roundtable with myself, Lai Ming, Neil Hawley, and Tony Reid in the studio. He Yang is taking the day off. He should be back next week. Now, while we are at it, let's talk about sitting positions, because a lot of students are going back to schools and they are facing this life-changing decision as to where they should sit, which position they should take on in the classroom. And do you think that the seating position in classroom can affect your academic performance, how the selection of seats reflects a person's personality, and how to arrange seats more effectively in classroom? Questions for students and teachers as well.
Well, a study suggests that choice of seating in the lecture hall can affect a college student's performance. Lectures are a staple of higher education, and understanding how students interact and learn with the lecture theater environment is central of successful learning. Researchers from Sheffield Hallam University in the UK examined students' reasons for choosing particular seats in a lecture hall and investigated how seating positions correlated with student performance. And it sounds, as it pointed out, that the interaction is a key part of learning, and knowing who the students are interacting with can be a great benefit when designing activities.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like, when I was going to school, it sounds like a lot of the students that were really interested and focused on getting ahead, learning, and absorbing the information, they would sit relatively close to the front of the class.
Mm-hmm.
But in my case, when I was in college, I tend to sit closer towards the back, and I thought I wasn't a very confident student. So I believe confidence might have a little bit to do with where people sit when they go to school.
Yes.
Very interesting. Before we move on, I have a question for you, because here in China, I don't think students had a lot of choice regarding where they can sit. I mean, at least that was the case when I was a student. I don't think I had a choice in deciding which seat I can take in the class. Whereas, is it the same kind of situation in the US? Do they can just tell the teacher where they would like to sit and sit, and that's it? That can be arranged?
Well, normally in a university setting, it's a huge, depending on the class, of course, it's a huge auditorium, and you really have choice of where you would like to sit. You can go and sit closer to the front if you prefer that, or you could sit in the back. If you're constantly tardy, a lot of students will sit closer to the door. And, for people who, are trying to catch up or do their homework while they're in class, they tend to sit further away as well. So it's a lot more optional. For the smaller classrooms, they don't really have this designated seating. So it's really up to you where you want to sit. But where you sit has a lot to do. From a teacher's standpoint, they can see which students are serious, and it tells you a little bit about the personality of the students that come in.
Oh, New Hong Ling, what kind of personality did you have, and what kind of seat did you take?
Well, actually, this first reminds me of a joke I heard a long time ago. It's about a teacher talking to his students in the classroom. He said, can you guys sitting at the back seats that are playing poker quiet down, because the students that are sleeping in the middle rows and the students that are playing their cell phones in the first rows need some quiet. So basically, that is the joke.
A summary of where people would sit and what they do while
they're
sitting.
Yes. So I think the idea is that when you're sitting in the first row, even though there are some good students, well-prepared students, that they want to sit in the front row and they want to interact with their teachers, maybe got the teacher's attention and be like the center of that class so that the teacher can, kind of like teaching to them. There are also some kind of students that believes this so-called dark under the light kind of theory. That is, as close as you are to the teachers, they will pay a little bit less attention to you. That explains the cell phone playing kids in the joke, as well as as where the kids sitting at the back rows, a common perception to them would be that they don't want the teacher's attention. That is why they sit at the very back of the classroom. And however, the interesting fact is those kids who sit at the middle of the classrooms are mostly neglected by the teacher, because the teacher's eyesight, their concentration would be moving from the very first rows to the very back of the rows, and a little bit neglecting the kids sitting in the middle of the classroom. And to answer Lai Ming's previous question, actually, I was the exact kind of student that would sit as far away from a teacher as possible. So at the very back seat, very back rows, and at the nearest to the doors. So,
what kind of extracurricular activities you did in class?
It's hard to
say.
Playing
poker? Reading comic books?
Nobody
chatting
would,
to your friends?
Nobody would play poker with me. That tells you something.
Maybe you should choose the front rows where they play poker.
Well, I think it's funny because that was the situation for me when I was in college. Actually, when I changed my major and got to a major that I'm actually interested in and go to the postgraduate study in Hong Kong, I was quite the kind of students that would sit in the front rows and try to ask questions to teachers and just, you know, be a good student. And that is the right thing to do. And you kids out there should do that.
It's funny you mention that because that's similar what happened to me when I was in school. I initially, you know, my major was pre-med, and I found the courses to be really difficult, you know, the chemistry and the physics and everything that I had to take. And since I was always behind on my homework, I would always sit in the back because I didn't want the teacher to see me doing the homework in the class.
Oops.
And then when I changed my major to psychology, I found it to be a lot more interesting and engaging, and I ended up going to like the middle and the front of the class, you know, when, if those seats were available, I would just sit there because I had a lot of questions for the teacher. So I was a lot more engaged in, you know, communicating with my teacher. And also in my teaching experience with younger adults, I find that the ones that really want to focus on their ability, they sit closer to me. And then the ones that don't really want to, you know, interact so much, they're
be seen.
If they haven't finished their homework, just like me, they would go all the way to the back. So I think the study is very interesting.
What about you, Lai Ming?
Well, up until second grade in senior middle school, I've never paid attention to school. So I was left at the mercy of the teachers. Wherever they arranged me to sit, I would do it. And until the second grade in senior middle school, when I realized that I was probably not catching up with my fellow classmates, and I realized there's only 2 years before the college entrance examination, and, well, crisis and panic. And that's when I decided that perhaps it's time that I do pay some attention to my learnings and study, and I teamed up with another earnest student who wanted to pay attention in class and said, well, why don't we talk to the teacher and apply to sit in the front rows? And I've been sitting in the front row for, I think, almost 2 years, and over this period, my grades have been picking up, and I think it's a good example of how the seat can change your academic performance. Not in so much as the seat per se, but also in the determination or the kind of mentality you have when you make the decision to sit in the front row.
Well, for your information, Lai Ming is only being humble. He is actually the champion of the college entrance examination that year in his county.
Wow.
So he's only being humble. He's actually a great student.
No, I was telling you the truth. I got lucky, though, at the college entrance examination. Don't you ever follow me, follow in my footsteps. So also, I suggest all students try and compete for the front row seats so that they can have better grades.
It's always good to be the teacher's pet. It really helps.
It really helps. And the teachers all still remember me, and that's a good thing. I suppose that brings us to the end of today's roundtable, and see you next week.